Hello and welcome to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. I know that I've been gone for a little while since I've done my last segment, but life happens. You know, you get to dealing with life and family, and sometimes you don't have as much time as you would like to tape a podcast. So in this episode today, I want to talk about friendships, okay? And toxic friendships, for that matter. And I just want to jump right into it, okay? Me being a female, I have this friend that is a male. I've known this person since, how long has it been? Since 2012. We're in 2022. The person has always been kind of toxic. And this is why I'm saying we're going to be talking about toxic people, because I'm trying to see if maybe I possibly have given this toxic person too much of my time as a friend, I believe. Now, originally, when I met my friend, it was just a chance meeting. I was stuck in the snow. He helped me get my car out of the snow. And I thanked him. I offered to pay. He didn't want to be paid. So I'm like, okay. So then he says, okay, well, you know, if you ever need any help, I'm here to help you or whatever, which I didn't call on him for any help like that. You know, I didn't need any, basically, except for one time when he helped me move a table into my home. It was a really heavy table, but I helped as well, and so did my children. But this was years ago. Again, it was in 2012. Yeah, I believe it was about 2012. So since then, the person had been trying to go from a friendship to a relationship, which I didn't feel right doing, number one, because there was no attraction there. There was nothing that jumped out at me that screamed, okay, this person is for you. There was no attraction there. I can recall, like, thinking about going to the movies with the person, and I was making suggestions on what we should see. And everything that I said, it's like he shot down every suggestion I had and then started telling me what he wanted to see. Okay, that's a red flag for me, because what he should have done is said, okay, I don't like those movies. How about we pick something together? Which I had already told him, hey, let's pick out a movie that we both would want to watch, that we would both want to go see. And he said, no, that's okay, you do it. So I did it, and then he had a problem with it. And when I brought it to his attention and said, hey, I don't think I want to go to the movies with you, because number one, you didn't make an effort to pick out the movie. Two, when I picked them out, you just had a problem with them. And three, you only changed your thought process when I brought it to your attention and told you I was no longer interested in going out with you. So then it was like, okay, well, we'll go see whatever you want to see. No, no, no. Because that was like it was a red flag to me. But still, again, I still wanted to try to see if he could be a friend. In all honesty, the man literally started to stalk me where I live, okay? And we were right there close together. So we lived close. And I'm like, okay, now I'm being stalked. And I fought myself for this. And I have to be honest, I really, truly fought myself for this, because I should have ended any and all communication with this person. Instead, you know, I tried to talk to him and tell him, you know, what you're doing is not cool. You can't be stalking people. You cannot harass people the way that you do. You can't call a person the way that you call. You can't do all of the above. I did tell him that, but I don't think I was firm enough to where he understood, because at this point in time, I don't think this man understands much of anything, you know, and I'm not trying to be ignorant about it. I'm just trying to say that when you're picking your friendships, you better be careful, because you don't know if you're dealing with someone that has issues. So on down the line, I found out, hey, he was drinking, you know, that he has a problem with alcoholism. Okay. And then I think there is a little bit of mental illness in there. I mean, everyone notices that portion of it as well. So I tried to help him out with the issues with his drinking, and I thought it got better. He was saying he's going to rehab, you know, AA meetings, actually, to try to do something with his drinking. And he's been probably about 5 times, and it still has not helped him. Okay, so I'm going to move forward now to when I moved away from him, away from where we were living close together. He tried to find out where I was living so he could move there. That was a no-no for me because, you know, at that point I had children, young children at that point. And I'm like, okay, now you're trying to follow me. This is becoming a little bit crazy. Okay, so after that, I still tried to push away from this person. So then we ended up, I moved away across town somewhere a little bit away from him. And okay, we end up crossing paths again, and here he is again. And I'm like, okay, maybe he's changed. He hasn't changed. It's like he would call me and ask me literally, what store are you at? What street are you on? This and that. Apparently trying to catch me out so he can trap me up in the store, which he's done before. I never thought I would be one of those people with my cart running through the store like, oh my God, I'm this grown woman trying to get away from this man. And he cut me off. And it's like he ended up face to face with me. And I'm like, oh my God, what is the problem? Okay. And I tried to get away then. So then, you know, this is where I say, even if you like a person's parents or a parent, I was used to talking to his mom and laughing and talking to her about recipes and cooking and this and that, which allowed her son more access to me, which I believe a little bit that his mom was in on that. May her soul rest in peace. But I think that she would do that so that her son would be able to get a little bit close to me. And that's just not cool at all. Okay, so I just recently, his mom, he went to rehab in a different state. And while he was gone, his mom was found deceased inside of their home that they shared. He did everything with his mom. And I think right there could be some of the issue. I think she didn't allow him to grow up because this man would stalk me so bad. And I would tell him, and this is a grown man in his 50s, I'll tell him, you know what? Do I have to tell your mom what you're doing? What do I have to do? And then I would literally tell him, you know, she's going to be disappointed in you because she raised you better than this. Then he'd kind of slow up, and then he'd come back full force again. I found out later that this man was watching my place when we lived around each other the first time. He admitted to me about something he was doing back in 2012. He said, I used to watch your place with my gun to make sure no one did anything to you. It wasn't him watching my place to see if anyone was trying to do anything to me and my family. He was watching my place to see if there was any men coming there. It wasn't anything else but that. And I figured that out a long time ago. Okay, so then he tells me, your parents would have been happy to know that my parents would have told me to run. Okay, they would have told me to run. They would not have been happy with that. I used to get doorbell rings around the same time, around 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. I never knew who it was. I would call the police because I wouldn't see anybody. And the police was like, are you dating anyone? I'm like, men I know. If I was dating someone, the men I know would never do that. But I was like, I think it's him. I remember talking to my kids saying, I really believe it's him. That's part of the reason why I moved away. So, and I moved away. Now, back to reality, back to the present time right now. He's become a thorn in my ass. I was there for him, trying to help him with his drinking. He would call me drunk. He'd be cursing, demanding things, demanding my address. That's one thing he didn't get, and that was my address. I absolutely refused to give him my address because I knew better. Because I wouldn't have had any peace. I would have been in danger. My family would have been in danger. So I was never giving him my address. So he called. He would be arguing with people around him. He'd have weapons on his side because he is a registered gun owner. And then he'll have drinking. He'll be drinking every time he did that. Then he would call me night after night, day after day, drunk and irate. Okay. I can remember a time in 2020, I was trying to enjoy my Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, but this man was constantly, I'm spending time with my family and he's calling me drunk. He then wants to argue with you. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I know there's an issue with alcoholism. I know that he also, there is some mental issues there. I know that for a fact. Okay, I've discovered that a long time ago that he had these mental issues. Okay, so I don't even know what I'm wondering if I should have cut him off a long time ago. And the reason I didn't is because I felt sorry for him, and that's because of his drinking. I knew he was going to end up hurting himself or hurting someone else. He flipped his car over and he told me it was my fault. He flipped his car over because he was thinking about me. I was nowhere around him. Okay. Nowhere. And you say you flipped your car, you hit the bridge, could have flipped over in the water. Instead, you flipped over five times and it's because you were thinking about me. No. You know, I had to kindly explain to this man, when you did that, you were thinking not the right way because you were intoxicated. You were drunk. You and your friend both were driving drunk. Okay. You both were drunk. You two were in this car under the wheel and you were intoxicated. Okay. Then he had an episode where his son ended up getting shot. And this is the drama that I say that this man would bring to your life if you allow it. His son was shot. Okay. I was there for him when his son was shot. I was there for him when he flipped his car over. I've been there for him through rehabs. He go to rehab and then I think he still hides and drinks again. He literally, what I found out was that he used to drive around with about 10 cases of beer in his car. Okay. He would hide from his mom in the house that they shared together and drink in the basement or in his car in the garage. I would be talking to him, telling him, hey, you know, you got to stop drinking. You got to be there for your mom. You have this son. You know, even though he's an adult child, he's still your son. Your family needs you. But he didn't want to let go of the drinking. And the more he drank, the more he harassed me. Okay. Now, when this last time, this past holiday, Thanksgiving, his mom died right after Halloween of 2021. Okay. So he was in rehab. No, actually, she died literally a few days before Thanksgiving. He was in rehab in California, is where his job sent him to a really good place. Okay. And she passed away when he was gone. So then he came back and he was distraught and he was upset. And who was there? I was there again. I didn't get any sleep. He called me day and night. I had to help him through everything. Not that I am complaining about that. I'm complaining about the fact that it's like I believe that I'm his crutch and I cannot be his crutch. He can't keep doing that because he's making my life hell. And I'm going to rephrase that. He made my life hell because I cut that all the way out. I had to basically block him from calling me. Okay, and not the, I'm going to get to that part. So I was there for him when his mom passed. I was there for him when his son got shot. Okay, now it's like he gets more aggressive as time goes by. He feels I'm obligated. He tells me we're meant to be together. And I try to explain to him, I will never be meant to be with anyone like you. You're toxic. You're full of hell. And I hate to say it that way. And I don't want to sound like a bad person, but this guy, no one with a good head on their shoulders should ever try to get in a relationship with this man, because he's going to drain every ounce of your energy from your body. Mentally, he will leave you drained, and that's what he did. And I've tried to let him go. You know, I've asked him probably a million times, leave me alone. I'm not interested in you romantically at this point. I'm not interested in even being a friend. This man will drive through neighborhoods looking for me. Okay, looking for me, and then call me and get upset and tell me, why is it that I can't find you? Well, probably because I'm avoiding you, you know? And I'm like, I've even explained to this guy, go find who wants you, find who's good for you. We're not compatible. I'm not interested in you. I don't even want a friendship with you. So then that's when the anger comes in, okay? He gets really angry and upset because I tell him I don't want him. It's almost becoming a dangerous situation because he's real adamant. He's, once again, his therapist. And this is a thing that I don't understand, what therapist would do this. But his therapist that they assigned to him in rehab here back in the state that he's in, because he had to cut it like a month short from where he was located in California, and he came back to Missouri, he had to cut his therapy short because of the death of his mom. So he was telling his therapist all that, and this is the thing I don't get. He's talking to his therapist like we are in a relationship. We barely have a friendship. I'm the type of person, I try to help anyone and everyone if I can. And I think I've made a mistake in trying to help him. This was way over my head. I cannot help a man like this. And his therapist, when I blocked him out, his therapist, that someone is supposed to be helping him, even when he was in California, another therapist did the same thing. This is what I'm saying when I'm asking this question. Are these people actually here to help this man, or are they here to keep him as crazy in the head as they can keep him so that they can make money off of him doing counseling? Because I don't get this. Two therapists tell you how to go around me blocking him out on my phone. They tell him, okay, well, if you dial *67 first, then her phone won't recognize, you know, the fact that she's blocked your number, because your number, you're blocking it as you call her. So your number won't be recognized from the system. Some kind of way they explained it to him, but whatever they did, it works. Okay. He was able to get through to me that way. And the reason why I haven't changed my number is because I run a few businesses and I can't. There's too much attached to my number for me to change my number. And I shouldn't have to, because this guy is not right in his head. Okay. And this is why I tell people, if you find someone that acts like this, you can't save them all the time. Some people you can, you literally can. I'm not out here telling you not to trust anyone enough to try to help them. I'm saying just be careful, because if you end up with someone on your heels like this one that I have that seems to want to make my life hell, then you need to run. You need to run, because you cannot help him. Because I know that it's the alcoholism, so he has that issue. And then I can definitely guarantee you it's mental illness in there as well. He's obsessed, And I don't even understand why. I've never hugged this man. I've never kissed this man. I've never made this man think that I wanted him in any kind of way. But yet this man has made my life hell. I hate to hear his voice. I hate the fact that he even knows where the state that I'm even in. He does not have any addresses of mine. He doesn't know any of that about me. But the fact of the matter is I can't get rid of him. I don't know what else I can do. What else can I do to make this man leave me alone? It's draining me. I had a very important meeting to go to. I did today. He cost me money, okay? He cost me money, and I run a business. The sad thing is, he doesn't care. All he cares about, and this is why I tell women, men, be careful when you find people like this, okay? It's like he's a sociopath. Be careful, okay? Literally, I think this, I'm telling you guys this for your own safety, okay? I don't like to even get on here and talk about situations like this, but for any man or any woman that's listening to this and you know someone like this, please run. Don't put yourself through it. This man is literally draining me of every ounce of my energy. His burdens he hath thrown on me. I'm not supposed to carry his burdens. God is. Those are burdens you put, you send, you pray, and you give those burdens over to the Lord. This man will have you so drained you don't know if you're going or coming. And that's not the way it should be. I'm not his keeper. I'm not. And I think now that his mom is gone, he's attached himself more to thinking that I'm supposed to be there, and I'm not. Okay. And I had a very important meeting today. He literally called me and woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Some kind of way I unset my phone, my alarm clock. I don't know, but I missed my meeting, and that's something I don't do. I'm angry. I'm pissed. I can't be a friend to this man anymore. I don't want a friendship with him. I don't want anything from him. I want him to leave me alone. That's all I want. Okay. He woke me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. His birthday was in February. I was just getting over COVID because I've dealt with COVID even after I was over COVID. I've been dealing with the after effects of COVID. And this man, even during COVID, he argued with me day and night. He would call me and try to argue with me while I'm quarantined and dealing with COVID. This man is making my life hell. Okay. Now he causes me to miss this big meeting I have today, which costs me money, but you know, it happens. I can only fault myself. And that's why I'm on here warning you guys, please. When you find people like this, shut them off. Do what you have to do. Do not entertain the stupidity. Don't entertain the craziness. You know, and I know sometimes we want to blame a lot of things on people and say it is mental illness. I don't know exactly what that is with him or if he's just selfish or just psychotic. But whatever the case is, no one should have to deal with what he's issued out. Okay. Again, his therapists have failed him. They're telling him ways to get around my block on my phone so he can call me. They shouldn't have their jobs. They shouldn't be allowed to do anything dealing with being a therapist. If you're giving this man the ammunition he needs to harass someone the way that he does, I'm disgusted with these therapists that he has, okay? And he woke me up at 4 a.m. because it was his birthday. And as a friend, he asked me, well, are you going to get me something for my birthday? Okay. I'm like, you know what? I can do that. So I went and got him something for his birthday. But again, like I said, I've been up and down back in February, the early part of February, due to still having some of the effects of the COVID. Okay. And I kept telling him, oh, you know, I'll get it to you whenever I can get it to you. I can have someone else bring it to you. No, I don't want it from anyone else. I want you to give it to me. Okay, I says, I'll have it shipped to you. No, I don't want it shipped. So obviously you don't want it. Okay, now he woke me up. It got into his head that he really wanted this gift at 4 o'clock in the morning. So he sent me this. I mean, he called me and argued and was demanding this gift. Then he told me I didn't have it. I'm like, okay, you have it. Why wouldn't you have it? So then when he tried to tell me I didn't have it before, I said, okay, you know what? Let me help him out. Maybe he can get over his psychotic break that he's having right now. So I sent him a picture of the gift. Here's your gift. Now, when I get it, since you didn't want anyone else to give it to you, you'll get it whenever I can meet you out in a public place and give it to you. He didn't want it that way. He wanted me to do it. And it's to the point I will not see this man if he was the last man left in the world and it was just me. I wouldn't see him, okay? I don't want any parts of this man. I think he's crazy. This man has literally asked me about 10 times, have I ever been raped before? This is the reason why I've been running from him, okay? I avoid him at all costs because why would you ask me that? That's not something you just randomly keep asking someone. Then he asked me, well, have you ever been abused by a man? Have you ever been hit by a man? No, I have not. I haven't been in any abusive relationships. And no one has raped me. Okay. But this man, this is what his questions are, which I've explained to him. Have you raped someone in your time? Because I think you're capable of it. I really do think he's capable of it. Okay. And I found out that he has been abusive to his son's mom some years ago when his son was little. So I know he's capable of both. When you find men asking you questions like that, again, please don't entertain any friendship with them. I guess this is just a warning segment on how to stay away from men like this because he's not right in his head. There's a lot of issues. I really want to say it's mental ill that he's dealing with mental illness, but at this point, I don't know exactly what it is. I have no idea, but I know in my head, I think he's just plain psychotic in every way possible, whether mental illness or whatever. There is something unbalanced about him within his brain, and he's not trying to get it fixed. He really isn't. Okay, I need to take a brief break, and I will be right back. Hello, and welcome back to Life As It Is with me, Dora Middleton. In this segment, I was talking about toxic friendships and when should we discard those type of friendships. And I was talking about what I thought years ago was a friend that turned out to be, I have to laugh to keep from screaming. It's like this man, Satan spawn. I don't know what he is mentally. I don't know if he's dealing with mental illness or if he's just obsessed and he's deranged. I don't know what it is. And I try not to put labels on people like this. But if you guys, if any of you out there listening to this knew the hell that I've dealt with being a friend to this man, or the hell that I've dealt with trying to get away from this man so he would not see me out in the state that I live in, that's how it's like he searches for me. And he's constantly telling me, well, I love you and I'm not giving up on us. There is no us. I constantly tell this man, and this is how psychotic he is. There is no us. There has never been a us. I never made you believe there was an us. Why would you have that in your head? It's like he's fixated himself on me. And it's to the point I'm praying that someone intervenes in this situation, maybe a decent therapist that he could get rather than the two that he has that's teaching him how to harass me. He has these two male therapists and they're literally teaching him how to harass me. What kind of, and I wanted to report them and he won't give me their names. Okay. He won't. They've allowed this man to call me in front of them and they've heard me tell this man, please leave me alone. But they're helping him. They're filling his head with this craziness, telling him, oh, well, she might feel the same way about you. She's just, you know, you make her angry. I don't feel any way about him. I never have. Yes, he makes me angry, but I don't like him. I don't like him as wanting him as a boyfriend, a lover, a husband. I don't even want him as a friend. But if you have these people that's supposed to be there to help you and they're feeding these crazy things into your head and you're already unstable in the brain as it is, it's not good. It's not good at all. There's no way in hell this man should have woken me up out of my sleep arguing over a gift that I did buy because he asked me if I would buy him a gift and I was trying to help him so that, you know, maybe he can keep trying to get help with the alcoholism and the mental issues that he has. But he's not trying to get any help. He's not. This man knows that he's crazy, and I'm sorry to have to say that, but he knows it. And any woman that comes anywhere near this man is in danger. Literally, it's like he should be on snapped, okay? And I've had to deal with this man since 2012. I've done everything possible. I literally stopped grocery shopping for myself and had it delivered, thinking, okay, maybe I won't end up in the same store as him, because when I have in the past, he's hunted me down in the store like a damn bloodhound. I don't know what else to do to keep this psychotic away from me. This is like something that should be written into a script somewhere, something that you would probably see on some kind of crazy flick on television. But I don't know, whatever the case may be, I've even asked this man, why are you so fixated on me? What is it? You know, I'm saying to myself, what is it? So maybe I can change it to make him not like me or something. He has it in his mind that this is love. This is not love. This is torment. You don't love me. You're tormenting me. And I don't know what to do. My family, you know, they say, hey, this man is not stable. I know he's not stable. I try not to talk to him. I do. I block him out. They tell him how to get through anyway. Or either he'll go borrow someone else's phone and call. He does what he has to do to get through. So I don't even answer numbers now that I don't know. And I can be missing out on important phone calls, but I don't care. I just want this psychotic person to stay away from me. He's draining my energy. He wreaks havoc in everyone's lives. This man, he's not well. He's not well. He can't be. He can't. He's a sociopath. He does these things, and after he does it, he'll try to apologize. And then he does the same thing that you told him not to do. I could be sitting here with my family, enjoying my family. Then I get 50 text messages in 2 minutes, if that long. And I'm like, okay, you've gotten through again. Whose phone are you using this time? I don't even respond. I just read these messages and I get so angry. I'm like, what? What can I do to make this man leave me alone. I pray every day, Lord, please send him someone else. Send him someone else. I hate to do that because he's going to go and he's going to fixate himself on them too. I hate to do it. I hate to pray that someone else is sent to that madman, that psychopath. I hate it. I hate it. We have people out here that's actually really suffering from mental illness that want help. But I don't even know if I can put that in the category of what he's dealing with. I don't even know what to call it anymore. I don't know. You know, because I've known people that's had mental illness and they've gotten themselves some help and they were nothing like this. They were pleasant. This man is just outright crazy. Okay, he's just crazy. He is a nuisance. Okay, he's crazy. He's obsessive. He gets obsessed with people. And I think he's a danger to society. I'm not even going to say I might be wrong because I know I'm not. He's a danger to any woman that cross his path. He's a danger to any woman that he wants and she's with someone else. Oh, because God knows when he found out that I was with someone else, oh, he could have chopped everybody up around him and still had anger enough to do even more. But and the sad thing is, I've told him, I never wanted you. I never told you I wanted you. I never acted like I wanted you. But he's fixated himself on me. So I sit here and I think to myself, what do I have to do to make this man leave me alone? I'm praying every day that he gets married or he gets a girlfriend or he moves. God knows, maybe if he leaves the country, that would be even better. You know, I know that sounds terrible. I know that sounds terrible, but I just want him as far away from me as he can fucking go. Because the sad thing is any likeness as a friend that I have for him has turned to pure hatred. I hate the thought of that man. And I try not to use hate because I am such a loving person. I help everyone that's in need of help. There's nothing I don't do to help anyone financially, mentally. I think that's where I went wrong with him. I was that person that gave him a shoulder that he could cry on. I helped him when he was down in need of friends, or I helped him when his family was going through issues. And I think I screwed myself. I think I was too nice. And I used to tell people, I don't think there's a such thing as just being too nice. I think I was too nice to this man, and I allowed him to fixate himself on me. And I don't know how to get rid of him. I've tried everything to make this man leave me the fuck alone. And I don't know what else I can do. What can I do? I can't call the police and say, hey, this man is bothering me. I don't know what to do. I don't know. But what scares me is the thought that he's going to fixate on someone out there one day and they're not going to be able to avoid him like me, and he's going to hurt him. I asked him one day, what do you do? Do you sit in a room in the dark in a chair and just think of how you can just wreak havoc in my life? What is it that you do? Do you wait? It's like he wakes up and breathes my name. He goes to sleep and thinks of me. I can't have any peace. He calls me from his job and he harasses me. He leaves me all these text messages while he should be working. What the hell can I do? I don't know what to do at this point. What can I do to make the psychotic leave me alone? And it takes a lot for me to get angry. It does. But when it comes to this man, I am literally spitting
fire because I haven't had any peace since I met him in 2012. And here it is, 2022, and I still have this fucking psychotic harassing me. What am I to do? All I wanted to do from the beginning is get my car out of the snow. And I should have followed my first instinct. I should have. When my car was stuck in the snow, when I saw him coming, literally something told me not to even accept any help from this man. And I did it. I accepted the help. And he's been a fucking thorn in my ass since 2012. I have not been able to get rid of this psychopath. Oh, I can go on, and I can tell you some stories you wouldn't believe. But I'm not even going to do that because this segment is already longer than what I should have. It shouldn't have been this long, but it's so much I could tell you guys about this guy. And if I can scare, and you know what? If I can scare someone out of meeting or allowing anyone with these tendencies to come into their world, then maybe that's why I did this segment. Because if you're thinking that it's okay or it's cute or, you know, he or she is not that bad, then you're in for a rude awakening. You're going to be going through hell like I am with this psychopath, okay? So I'm telling any of you, any and all of you out there, if you have someone that's on your ass like a bloodhound, like this man that I've had harassing me since 2012, since 2012, all the way to 2022, and tells me he's not going anywhere, for your own peace of mind, for your own safety, keep that crazy motherfucker away from you, okay? And any of you know, when I do segments and you all listen to my segments, you know I'm pleasant. I'm a loving person. And if I'm talking like this, I have got to be disgusted, tired of it, and angry. I'm all of the above. So if you have a woman in your life or a man in your life like that, kick them the fuck out of it. Don't let them keep coming to you, oh, begging you. They're upset. They need your help. They just need a shoulder to cry on. Don't fall for it. I'm telling you, don't fall for it. Don't be that shoulder. You're not equipped for it. I'm not even equipped for this nonsense, okay? I am literally drained by this psychotic, okay? I'm drained by this said psychotic that I've been telling you people about. You just don't understand. If you all have ever listened to anything that I've told you guys, and I appreciate the fact that all of you listen to my podcast, and people from around the world listen to my podcast. Thousands of people around the world. If you're listening to me now, please, if you have anyone in your life that acts like that, run, okay, for your own safety, for your own mental health. Run and do not look back. I'm trying. And I can't seem to shake this maniac. I can't. He doesn't know where I'm at. Because I avoid certain places where I live to make sure I don't run into him. Okay? But I'm telling you all from experience, please don't. Don't let anyone come and give you any sad stories about needing your help. Just needing a shoulder. Just needing to talk to you. Run. you do not want to be stuck in a situation that I'm stuck in with a psychopath. You don't. You just don't. Okay. So that's why I named this segment, When is the Right Time to Let Go of a Friend? And I named it that, but at this point, I don't even consider him a friend. I don't even think that he ever was. I think that he was a psycho that saw a woman back in 2012 that was having a problem with her car being stuck in the snow. And he developed some obsession. And I haven't been able to get rid of him since. And one day he asked me, what were you feeling the day that you met me? Where I was concerned, I said, I didn't feel any kind of way about you. I was thankful that you helped me get my car out of the snow. But if you're thinking it was something else, it wasn't. I appreciated it. I offered to pay you and you wouldn't take the money. And he turns around and tells me, well, I think it was love at first sight. Oh, no, that was not love at first sight in any kind of way. I didn't love anything about you. I didn't know you. I didn't like you. You just helped me get my damn tires out of the snow. That's it. So he's fixated himself on me because he feels the day he met me was love at first sight. And I would tell you, this man knows nothing about love. He's so damn crazy. He doesn't know anything about love. He doesn't know anything about boundaries. He doesn't know anything. It seems like he barely is equipped in the head to know anything about life. Okay? He's psychotic. He's literally psychotic. If I thought I can put his picture somewhere out here to forewarn everyone to stay away from him, I would. Because no one should ever have to cross paths with someone as fucking crazy as that. Okay? He's pure evil is what I say. He's evil. But again, I would like to thank all of you that listen to all of my segments, no matter how long it takes me to record one. Whenever I get the chance to record, when I'm not really busy, because I'm always busy, I try to record. And usually it's about things that's helpful for the public, you know, for my listeners. I try not to touch on subjects like this, but I had to. I wanted to warn anyone that's dealing with anyone as psychotic as that. I wanted to let you know what you're signing up for. So I suggest you drop that person, drop him or her as fast as you can and run. Because you don't want anyone to mentally drain you the way that this psychotic that I have on my ass has drained me. Okay? So I would like to thank all of you. I really believe I made this segment. I just needed to let off some steam because I was so angry. And on top of letting off that steam, I wanted to honestly tell anyone that if they have anyone in their lives like this, to please just run. It's not worth it. You don't need that type of friendship. That's not really a friendship. That's obsession. The guy is obsessed. You guys don't want anything like that in your lives. Trust me, you don't. It's not cute. It's not nice. Okay? You don't want it. All right, so I would like to thank you for joining me, Dora Middleton, in Life As It Is with me. Until next time, take care.